AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. Memorial Day 2019, for some, the kickoff of the summer beach season. For the nation, a day to honor those who made the ultimate sacrifice. Vice President Mike Pence at Arlington National Cemetery.
Their duty was to serve. Our duty is to remember.
The Vice President observed a moment of silence after placing a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier, honoring those whose remains have not been identified. President Trump spent Memorial Day in Japan with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe discussing trade and North Korea. Trump blasted presidential challenger Joe Biden as a low IQ individual while heaping praise on Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un understands the unbelievable economic potential that country has. It's located between Russia and China on one side and South Korea on the other, and it's all waterfront property.
In Oklahoma, Governor Kevin Stitt has toured the damage in the area where two people were killed by a tornado over the weekend.
A tornado near Oklahoma City in El Reno turned deadly.
It doesn't do it justice when you see it on TV, when you get down here and you see the damage to the vehicles, the two-by-fours that are driven through different places. The whole roof's gone.
Stitt says it's been an unbelievable couple of weeks in Oklahoma with tornadoes and flooding, and more rain is in the forecast.
But we'll get through this, and Oklahomans just come together like no other state.
And the governor got a call from President Trump.
Yes, sir. Well, we really appreciate you taking the time. I know you're on the trip to Japan, and thanks for checking in on us.
I'm Ed Donahue.
A new study says even if e-cigarettes are not as risky as regular smokes, there could be a heart risk in the flavorings. Stanford researchers found that they can trigger blood vessel dysfunction, increasing the risk of heart disease. This is AP Radio News. A proposed merger in the automotive world in Europe.
Fiat Chrysler is proposing to merge with France's Renault to create the world's third largest automaker and combine their investments in the race to make new electric and autonomous vehicles. The merged company would reshape the global industry. It would make some 8.7 million vehicles a year, leapfrogging General Motors and training only Volkswagen and Toyota. Shares of both companies jumped over 10% on the news of the offer, which would see each other's shareholders split ownership in the new manufacturer. I'm Charles Deledesma.
There's now a degree program in training dogs for police and military service, as well as training service dogs. It's being offered at the State University of New York at Cobleskill. Bill Buckner has died. The star hitter is known for making one of the worst plays in Major League history. He was 69 years old. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.